Hello and welcome to this new episode of J'améliore mon anglais, a podcast series from langonaut.com. My name is Séverine Domise and today's story is taking us to China, where we're going to talk about censorship. I know what you might be thinking right now. We've already had stories about China and censorship, but this one is a little different because we're talking about a movie. Today's article title is Django Unchained Returns to Chinese Cinemas. This article is dated 2013. I made a few cuts, but really just a few. If you want to read the whole article, you can find it on Wikinews. And as usual, I will put the link on langonaut.com. A little bit of vocabulary to prepare for the reading. To be withdrawn. To be withdrawn is like to be removed. Withdrawn, W-I-T-H-D-R-A-W-N. Withdrawn in one word. Slavery. Well, slavery, you may already know that word because it's quite a famous topic. Slavery is the illegal owning of people forced to work for someone. So if you know the movie Django Unchained, then you probably know the word slavery. Slavery, S-L-A-V-E-R-Y. Roughly, we've seen it before. Roughly is approximately. Roughly, R-O-U-G-H-L-Y. To ascribe is to consider that something is the cause or the reason for a situation. Ascribe, A-S-C-R-I-B-E. The lack of is when there is not enough of something. The lack of. A hiatus. It's a short pause when nothing happens or when something is missing. So there's like a short time of wondering what is going to happen. Hiatus, H-I-A-T-U-S. I give you the vocabulary from the text again. To be withdrawn, slavery, roughly, to ascribe, the lack of, a hiatus. And we start with the first slow reading. Django Unchained returns to Chinese cinemas. Quentin Tarantino's 2012 film Django Unchained returned yesterday to cinemas in China after being withdrawn by Chinese film importer China Film Group Corporation a month earlier, for which Xinhua cited technical reasons. The film faced a suspension order by the importer on April 11. China has a strict policy on censoring films for sex, violence, and political content. Besides nudity and violence, the film has themes of slavery and rebellion. The 165-minute-long film was reportedly cut to 162 minutes, removing scenes containing nudity. The film's debut was estimated in April to produce ticket sales of 60 million yuan, about $9.8 million. However, an official at Shanghai United Cinema Lines reported sales of roughly 100,000 yuan, which is roughly $15,800 over the weekend. Low sales have been ascribed to various factors such as lack of publicity, few and poorly timed showings, and illegal internet downloads of the film during the near month-long hiatus. Django Unchained was released in December 25, 2012 in the United States and stars Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio and Christoph Waltz. So that's the story of that film facing censorship in China. It has a lot of details. So if you want to pay attention to details in the second reading, then I would recommend paying attention to what was censored, what time difference it made when they cut the scenes, how many minutes did they lose, how much money did they expect to make in yuan, because that's a little different from dollars, it's a nice change. How many money did they expect to make in yuan, and how much did they actually make? Also, what are the reasons for this failure in sales? Why didn't people go to see the movie in cinemas? So those are the interesting points, so you don't only focus on censorship, but also on the impact of the movie not being released for 1 month or being on hold for 1 month. What changes did it make? Before we move on to the second part, as usual, I would like to ask you to share this podcast with whoever could be interested. Thank you very much. Second part, vocabulary, second reading, pay attention to the details I mentioned earlier. And we'll finish with a question. The question is about censorship, so you may want to take time to answer it. To be withdrawn is to be removed. Slavery is the illegal owning of people forced to work for someone. Roughly is approximately. To ascribe is to consider that something is the cause. The lack of is when there is not enough of something. A hiatus, it's a short pause when nothing happens. Second reading. Django Unchained returns to Chinese cinemas. Quentin Tarantino's 2012 film Django Unchained returned yesterday to cinemas in China after being withdrawn by Chinese film importer China Film Group Corporation a month earlier, for which Xinhua cited technical reasons. The film faced a suspension order by the importer on April 11. China has a strict policy on censoring films for sex, violence and political content. Besides nudity and violence, the film has themes of slavery and rebellion. The 165-minute-long film was reportedly cut to 162 minutes, removing scenes containing nudity. The film's debut was estimated in April to produce ticket sales of 60 million yuan, which is about $9.8 million. However, an official at Shanghai United Cinema Lines reported sales of roughly 100,000 yuan, which is about $15,800 over the weekend. Low sales have been ascribed to various factors such as lack of publicity, few and poorly timed showings, and illegal internet downloads of the film during the near month-long hiatus. Django Unchained was released December 25, 2012 in the United States and stars Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio and Christoph Waltz. Now here's my question to you. In your opinion, should films be censored and on which content? That's all for today. Thank you very much for listening and until next time.